Hello, hello. Welcome to Vegas Girl 313, and I'm your girl, Vegas Girl. We're going to get into the Vegas Diaries today. I believe, what is the Vegas Diaries episode 8, I believe. But what we're going to do right now, Vegas Girl is out on her balcony, okay, and the sun is beautiful, and the forecast far as Vegas weather, we're looking at the highs up in the 70s may reach 80 this week. So if you all around town, if you all coming in, you all dropping down, expect to have beautiful weather and enjoy Vegas. With that being said, this episode is called Really Quincy. So yeah. So Really Quincy. Well, to give you a little background on Quincy, is a black dude, but the thing about Quincy is that he basically dated outside of his race, you know, and I mean, I don't have no pet peeves or anything about that, but a simple fact that, you know, I'm from mixed ancestry, I'm from, a mixed background. And we're going to go into the DNA test I took. It wasn't a surprise as far as what I'm mixed with, because I already know that I'm mixed. But it was some other things that fell out that tree. So when you shake a tree, believe me, you know, shit is going to fall out. You know, so, but it didn't have anything to do with my DNA. It just had to do with some other things. But so with that being said, so I really don't have a big problem with that or anything of that nature. But the thing about Quincy was that while he had no problem dating outside of his race and things of that nature, he had a problem with, per se, black women, you know. So I guess my thing was, you know, just because you may have a preference, you know, because, I mean, I like dark-skinned guys, you know, so, I mean, but I'm not going to shit on anybody else, you know, all are welcome, you know, but, you know, everyone may have a preference, so, but, so that's, you know, what his deal was, you know, and I'm assuming because, you know, I'm more or less lighter complected, he, you know, had no problem, you know, with trying to, you know, holler at me. And I'm coming back in because Vegas Girl was outside on the balcony, but, you know, sometimes you might have nosy people that want to walk around or try to make noise, so you better come inside. You know, I was just trying to get my vitamin D in. But anyhow, so since I am, you know, more of a, I'm a lighter complected, woman, black woman, and, I guess he had no problem with, you know, trying to holler. So, so me and him, we, you know, start kicking into things of that nature, and, I personally had never really met someone, that, how could I put it? Because don't get me wrong, I've never had a problem being a black woman. I've never had a problem with a man, you know, as far as getting a man or meeting men of all colors and races, you know, to put, you know, put that out there, you know, maybe I'm blessed that I've never had that problem, you know, and it even, you know, brown skin friends of mine or dark skin friends of mine, they never had problems with me, you know, getting men either. You know, they all have men, been married for years and all sorts of stuff. So I don't know. I'm not really all really accustomed to basically what's really going on, where they're saying that, you know, black women, you know, they're so undesirable or, you know, nobody want to holler at them, but that's not true, not in my world, you know, and not, you know, for my truth. So, you know, with that being said, you know, this is what, you know, I'm hearing a lot from him, you know, that, you know, oh, black women this and black women that, and it's like, don't you know I'm a black woman? But even though I am, you know, a mixed race, I'm still a black woman. Okay. And so, you know, but like I said, he'd be like, well, yeah, you know, he'll talk to me as though I'm supposed to share his thoughts about black women. You know, and that's where me and him would get into a lot of issues. And it's like, I'm trying to build somewhat of a relationship with this guy. And I'm not able to get past his prejudice, you know, as far as, you know, with your own people. You know, there was this really, really wild, you know, how he looked at his own race. And I'm like, dude, maybe you have some self-hate going on here, because mind you, he was, you know, dark as the night. Okay. You know, I'm like, you know, really? what's really going on with you? You know, and I'm not going to rag on him. I'm not going to do that. Because, you know, he had a child with a black woman. His oldest child was with a black woman. And then he had another child, you know, with a Caucasian woman. And then he, you know, had another child with a Hawaiian, you know, woman. So, I mean, he's been all around, you know, there, the spectrum. But, you know, I guess after he, you know, had a child with his first, with his girl he was with, the black chick he was with, and had a child with her, after that, you know, he kicked that off and started being, you know, with women outside of his race, from what he tells me, you know, because me and him were kicking about a lot of different things, and I really was interested to know what was his deal as far as, and I do that a lot of times. If I do come across someone that do date outside, you know, their race, you know, I just ask them, you know, what is it about, you know, that other race that attract you? Or is it just that, you know, that person is a person that you just fell in love with, or somebody you want to kick it with, or whatever, you know? Because my brother, he does that, you know. He's always, you know, dated outside. You know, he dates inside his race, outside his race, you know, so it doesn't really matter with him. And a lot of people in my family do. But, you know, sometimes I just ask. So anyway, you know, me and him would kick it, and he would, you know, share, you know, different events and scenarios with me, you know. And it's like, I don't know if I could, I couldn't relate to a lot of things that he was saying. And I'll get into that, you know, in another episode, you know, probably with my DNA test when I, you know, talk about that, you know. But, you know, some things I just can't relate to. And so with him, I just couldn't relate to how he had opinion of black people in general, especially black women. You know, and he would tell me, you know, how he would go about, you know, dating, you know, I was just, in this instance, we're going to say, you know, Caucasian women. And, you know, he would go out and they'll try to find them. He would even go to different states to date, you know, these women, you know, I believe he went to Nebraska and, up in Washington and California. And then, but he said he had met somebody in Oregon, but he felt like Oregon, that state was prejudiced. I don't know anything about Oregon like that, you know, but maybe it was, they showed him a little, you know, some prejudice when he was up there trying to holler at, you know, the white women up there. I don't know what his deal was, but anyway, this is what he was just telling me. So I'm like, dude, you know, just being in Las Vegas wasn't enough. You know, you going across the country trying to find, you know, Caucasian women, you know, what is your deal? You know, and, but he showed a lot of interest in me, you know, he liked me and, you know, and all of that, but I don't know if I was really kind of digging on him because of all what he was saying. You know, he even, you know, there's some people online that, you know, I didn't even know that were like black women haters, you know, or woman haters, or what, black women haters, you know, and I'm like, who are these people? So, you know, it was like, wow, this dude is really interesting, you know, I'm sorry, he's really entertaining, you know, this type of ideology. And it's like really like tripping me out. And I'm like, can I even really, you know, get with this dude? You know, and from that, it got into like colorism, you know. So dealing, you know, talking to him, you know, kicking it with him, you know, it's like the colorism type thing going on. And I don't appreciate that because I know colorism is true. It is. It does happen. And
And it was right in my eyes with him, you know, because some of his friends were just like him, okay? You know, they felt the same way about black women, and, you know, that was their thing. But yes, still they had kids with black women, you know, but this is how they felt now. And so one of his friends was telling me, you know, oh, you got any friends or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I got some friends or whatever. And he's like, well, they're your color and up, right? They're not dark, you know, they're not darker than you. And I'm like, what? You know, and Quincy had met, you know, a friend of mine, and she was brown skinned. So he's like, well, nah, she's brown skinned. You know, he was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, wow, really? Really? You have an issue like that? So that just went on to a whole nother conversation, you know, with his friend, you know, with me, you know, debating with them, you know, about black women. And I'm debating with them about black women like I'm not one. You know, they're saying these type of things in my presence, you know, like, I'm like, what? You know, but you don't consider me one because of my color. You know, so I'm like, wow. You know, that was like, I wasn't feeling all that, you know, argument with him and his friend, you know. But then, you know, Quincy would come and try to make up and, you know, do things for me or, you know, bring me something or whatever, you know, but I was still looking at, you know, at him with the side eye. And it's like, I don't know. What do you do? I mean, with this big thing going on right now, with the colorism type thing going on, and these guys, these black guys are out here saying bad things about their own races. But then on the other end, you see white guys, you know, the women that they're downplaying their own women, white guys are beginning to talk to them, you know, black women, you know, you see it more and more each and every day. If that's what they want to do, you know, that's fine, you know, do whatever you got to do, you know, but it's like, wow, you know, you got that type of frame of mind. It's like, really? And so from our relationship just being where we just kicking it and trying to have fun, it became a whole another layer of, you know, on our relationship, you know, of me being, I'm not per se, pro-black. I mean, I'm just, you know, regular, you know, it's cool. You know, I'm black. I'm good. You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, this and that. But he put me to the level where, you know, now I have to kick it up a notch, you know, where it's like, hey, wait a minute, you can't be shitting on, you know, a whole race of people, which is your own. I'm not going to sit here and allow that, you know. I'm not going to sit here and allow you to shit on, you know, everybody, you know. And in fact, you shitting on me, really? Even though you may not consider me that, you know, you consider me, you know, exotic or what, however you want to put in your mind. It doesn't matter, you know. I'm not feeling you with this. And, So, like I said, we had gotten to so many different, you know, debates. You know, he even, when the Kanye West crazy thing came up with him, talking about the slavery thing and all of that, you know, it was like, really? You know, I couldn't even, you know, deal with that with him, because he had a belief that, that would be true, and that black people didn't fight, and the Civil War was for taxes, you know. And I'm like, it was for taxes. He's like, yeah, the Civil War was fought for taxes. And I'm like, you don't think slavery had nothing to do with this? Did I don't know. I mean, I had to actually literally look this shit up online for him so he could read. I had to get articles. I had to do a lot, because I'm assuming that in his relationships he's had with non-black women, you know, that was just shut down, you know, that, you know, he heard a narrative and he ran with it and it was good for him. And as long as he was getting, you know, what he was looking for, it was all good, you know. You know, it was a totally different experience, you know, dating and kicking it with a man like that, that had those thoughts and, you know, and looked at his own race that way. You know, what do you, you know, do you continue a relationship with that person? Do you try to change their point of view, or can a person change their point of view? You know, but I showed him, and I stood, you know, on my own, my merits, to tell him, look, all black women are not the same. You know, I don't know what, who and what and how you came across, you know, the black women you've known. I mean, your mother had to be a black woman, you know. So where is it that, you know, you're drawing these impressions and things of that nature that all black women are the same? You know, who are you? You know, why would I put all black men in one category? I don't. You know, if that's the case, if this black guy, you know, hurt me here, I'm gonna be like, oh, you know, bump all black dudes. I don't want to deal with them no more. I'm gonna go, you know, deal with somebody else because they all the same. I wouldn't say nothing like that. That'd be the same thing if you said the same thing with a Hispanic dude, or, you know, a white dude or Asian dude. You'd be like, oh, forget them. You know, they are, you can't put everybody in up under the same bubble, you know. So, well, you know, I was just like, It was kind of stressful kicking it with him, but even though I was kind of like, you know what, I need to kind of school this dude. You know, I felt like it was for me to school this dude, for me to take on this, you know, to let this dude know, look, you and dude, you're not no spring chicken. You're an older dude, and you know, you got this type of mentality. So I mean, you've been running this for years, you know, this train of thought, you know. But I don't know, I think I did make an impression with him, you know, just being myself of who I am, okay. I think I came through to let him know that, hey, you don't judge everybody the same, you don't throw everybody in one category. You know, you don't do that. It's been done so many times to, you know, our people, you know what I'm saying? So you don't do nothing like that, dude. You just go ahead, live your life. You know, if you got your preferences, cool. Don't have to kick, you know, nobody else in the back. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. So anyway, I mean, you know, I just wanted to share that with you because it's been a lot of talk about colorism and different things of that nature. And it's funny, you know, Vegas girl really just ran into this, you know, face front. You know, with some shit like that, you know, really listening to somebody with those type of thoughts. But yeah, I just want to share that with you on this lovely day. And what's for you is for you, and what's not ain't. This one's for you. Peace and love. Talk to you guys later. Bye.